Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 178.
What's up, squad? We're talking about how to be heart-centered. Let's go. What's up, T-Money? One of my favorite podcasts is The School of Greatness. And one episode a few years back, Lewis Howes was interviewing Hall of Fame tight end Tony Gonzalez. And during the interview, Tony said something that kind of struck me as something pretty powerful. He was talking about how early in his career, he would drop all these passes and was stressed out and had these expectations and was trying to be perfect. But he said, once I learned how to get out of my head and into my heart, his performance, his fulfillment, his joy, his execution transformed. And that to me really resonated because I feel like I'm always in my head. Listeners, are you always in your head? Analyzing, critiquing, overthinking, perfectionism, people pleasing, faux pas, fear of other people's opinions. And it's all behaviors like, okay, trying to modify behaviors, which we know, you know, we have to have the right actions. But when you can detach yourself from the outcome, remember, attachment is suffering, and move down from your head to your heart. That's probably the longest distance you'll ever have to travel. Get out of your head and into your heart. Because if you're heart-centered, T-Money, you're authentic. You're at peace. You have stillness. You're not having to prove yourself. You are detaching. This is exit of self. In your heart, it's warmth. It's compassion. It's understanding. It's awareness. So let me give you the six laws of detachment. The first one is, and that's really getting out of our head and our heart, is allow others to be who they are. That's number one. Number two is allow yourself to be who you are. Number three is don't force situations. Number four is solutions will emerge. Number five is uncertainty is reality. And the last one is to embrace it. So I'm the type of person that there's a problem, I'm trying to fix it right away, almost to make myself feel good. I'm like, okay, what's the behavior? What's the action I need to take? Well, sometimes there is no action. It's just stillness. It's trust. Yeah. It's belief. It's faith. It's getting in your heart, not in your head. Quit trying to solve the problem. The problem, a solution will arise. T-Money, is this resonating with you? Like, what's the part of your life where you're trying to force it?
I mean, I think there's, I think there's multiple spots, but that's a heavy hitting question. But I think there's several different spots. I mean, like friendships, things like that. Maybe there's some times where I've kind of been trying to, I think rule number two stuck with me, just be yourself. I think that's something that like I'm finally coming around on. I think something I've struggled with in the past is like, just trying to be someone else, trying to be someone who I'm not. And that's never a good strategy, just in the attempts of fitting in. But really just trust the process. You're going to find your tribe, your people, and just keep being yourself, because that's the most important thing. Yeah. So that as soon as you said that six, that one law, I was like, yep, right there. It's huge. You just, if you're not your complete, vulnerable, authentic self, people are going to realize. And you're also just wasting energy.
Yeah, and if you're trying to win someone over or get someone's approval, it could be a boss, it could be a colleague, it could be a friend, it could be someone you want to date, or maybe even your spouse. If you're trying to change yourself to be liked or loved, it's not going to be genuine.
No.
And you're going to be overthinking, and you're going to be beating yourself up. You're going to be, that's really, you're giving yourself an invitation to shame and also guilt, because you're going to be constantly analyzing your every move. But let me just say those six again. Allow others to be who they are. Are you going to try to change someone? No. Allow yourself to be who you are. Do you know who that person is? My favorite is three and four. Don't force situations. When you force an outcome, that's out of your control. And I always say God's plan is better than my plan. And number four is a solution will emerge. T-Money, a solution will emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And uncertainty is reality. It's just, I mean, we can't control what other people do, what God's plan is. So the last one is just to embrace it. I was watching the movie Dune on my flight to Cabo, Mexico for a wedding. And I'm going to paraphrase a line from that movie. And it was something of the lines of, the purpose of life is not to solve the riddle of life or the challenge of life. It's just to simply embrace it and fully live it.
Mm.
Because you're going to have negative emotions. You're going to have fears. If you try to avoid them, you're not going to feel joy. So if you're out of your head, which is technical, mechanical, all about image, all about outcome, and more into your heart, which is embracing feelings, having compassion, being authentic, loving others, not forcing it, allowing solutions to arise, be all about process, all about growth. That's just a better place to be. We talk about this show as master mindset, but you know, really to master mindset is to stop stopping yourself, get out of your head and into your heart. Let's go, T-Money. Any lasting thoughts, man, on that? Any final comments for you? How are you going to use that?
I mean, I just think I really like something that always sticks with me is like those six laws or four steps, things like that, the steps, and all of them are always just really good reminders. But all of those six laws, I think that you said there is huge. And I think something that's always, I don't remember who was talking about it, but there was someone, I think it was a golfer talking about, like I saw last week, they were kind of talking about like really when they just stop thinking about every move and just go out there and play, just go out there and have fun. It's when you perform your best. And I think that goes with really everything. When you stop trying to overanalyze and think about every move and just go with the flow and act with your heart and not your head, then that's when you're going to really perform your best, be your best self. So yeah,
that's a great man. Okay, T-Money, do you know who won the Masters the last few weeks?
I do. Boy, Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. Well, Scottie posted something on social media that was really powerful, and I'm going to read it to you. This is the same thing, to detach worth out of your head into your heart. So going into his final round, he wrote himself a personal note as a prospective reminder, get out of his head and into his heart, and I'll read it to you. It's a note to himself. It says, Scottie, if I win this golf tournament, it will change my life on the golf course, but it won't change my personal life at home. Winning the golf tournament isn't going to satisfy my soul or my heart. I know that going in, so I am able to play freely, knowing that the best isn't really up to me. I'm just going to do my best. That's pretty powerful. And he won the Masters. What do you say? He won four tournaments in the last like 6 weeks?
Yeah. He's moved up. He went 6 weeks ago. He was never won a tournament. And within the last 6 weeks, won four tournaments and is now the world number one.
Attachment is suffering.
Yeah.
Detachment is present moment focus. It's peace. It's experiencing all that life has to offer. It's optimizing your full potential when you detach your worth. Let's go, T-Money. Okay, listeners, that's your challenge this week.
Let's go.
Get out of your head and into your heart. Best version of you, authentic, loving, compassion for self, compassion for others. And that's a great place to be. If you like this episode, man, share it with a friend. Talk it through with your SIG other partner, colleagues, teammates, and give us a rating review, please. We'd love to hear from you. T-Money, let's do this, man. I feel like I'm in my heart when we're hanging out together, bro. So, hey, let's go. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.